Penguin Random House Audio presents 100,000 Worlds by Bob Prohl. Read for you by MacLeod Andrews. He told the man that in America, it was nonsense to invent a country. What they ought to do was invent a planet. Jorge Luis Borges, Tlon Ukbar, Orbis Tertius. People who are lonely, people left alone, sit talking nonsense to the air, imagining beautiful systems dying, old fixed orders spiraling apart. Tony Kushner, Angels in America, Millennium Approaches. They bypassed the death of their reality by becoming fictional in ours. Grant Morrison, Flex Mentallo, Man of Muscle Mystery. Part 1. The Golden Age. I'd be writing a story for Kirby, and Steve Ditko would walk in and say, "Hey, I need some work now." And I'd say, "I can't give it to you now, Steve. I'm finishing Kirby's." But we couldn't afford to keep Steve waiting, because time is money. So I'd have to say, "Look, Steve, I can't write a script for you now, but here's the plot we'll use for the next Spider-Man. Go home and draw anything you want, as long as it's something like this, and I'll put the copy in later." Okay, it started out as a lazy man's device, but we realized this was absolutely the best way to do a comic. Stanley Martin Lieber. If America gave anybody anything, it is ambition. Bad things would come out of it because some guys are in a hurry. But that doesn't mean they're evil or anything. It just means they fall into bad grace somehow. It was hard to find work. A friend of mine was going to go out to get a job because his mother told him to get a job, so he said, "I'll go out and draw pictures, and they'll pay me for them." And his mother said, "No son of mine will become an artist. You'll sit around with berets in Greenwich Village and talk to loose women." Of course, mothers were very conventional. Everything was very conventional. Jacob Kurtzberg. Travelogue. Alex Torrey, 9 but small for his age, writes the names of the places on the exit signs in his notebook. Below each, he rewrites the name backwards. He reads them aloud, quietly, so his mother can't hear him over the radio. Collections of random syllables, impossible strings of consonants. It's tough work, but finding a magic word ought to be. There are useless abracadabras and hocus pocus lying around everywhere, but ones that still have magic in them, that haven't had it all sucked out, are harder to find. Plucky kid reporter Brian Bryson spent days in the dim-lit archives of the Metro City Public Library, eyes bleeding tears behind thick glasses, before he stumbled upon the word that turned him into Captain Wonder, champion of 6 ancient gods.
"Excelsior," Alex says.
If it worked for Brian Bryson, it might still have a little magic in it. The word uttered, he is still a boy in the back seat of a Honda Civic. He humphs and returns to his list. Pronunciation and emphasis may be the key.
"Akath, Olafub, Alubatsa."
Nothing. Most of central Pennsylvania had been dull, but occasionally there were Iroquois place names that sounded magical backward and forward. Alex chewed them like gum that refused to lose its flavor, then asterisked them in his notebook as worthy of further investigation. Now and then, his mother checks the rear view and sees his lips forming odd shapes, but the sounds are drowned out by one sputtering NPR station after another. Alex cannot understand why she can't bear him talking to her while she drives, but she can stand the talk radio prattling on and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?